Hey, everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast. Thank you for tuning in to another brand new episode of the show. Today's features my buddies, Inimical Drive. We recorded this one out on the patio area of Shamrocks in St. Peter's, Missouri. So big thanks to Kyle and the crew for letting us hang over there. There was some beverages flowing. There was some mustaches. It was a really good time. We had a lot of fun talking about their upcoming EP, Enemy, and their brand new single, Reckoning, that you can hear wherever you are getting your music at today. I want to remind you, Rock Paper Podcast is brought to you by Roughneck Beard Company and American Rambler. You can shop 24/7 at roughneckbeardcompany.com. You can visit them in Maplewood, Missouri, locally, and shop there. You can use my code RPP15 for an exclusive 15% off your purchase. Visit them for some beard oils, beard balms, junk powder, or their brand new product, Genesis. This time of year is great for this product. It includes aloe vera juice infused with biotin, B12, MSM, and glycerin. This product will actually help your hair and skin pull moisture in from the air around it, keeping everything soft and healthy. Just a couple of sprays before adding your favorite beard oil or balm, and you're good to go. Again, roughneckbeardcompany.com for everything. Use my code RPP15 for exclusive 15% off. Feel free to email me if you need anything, rockpaperpodcast@gmail. I would love to hear from you guys. Let me know what you're listening to. If you have any requests, people you'd love to hear on the show or anything like that, let me know. And you can find me where all over any of the socials, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can find the videos of any of the shows, live performance stuff on YouTube page. So, and everything else at rockpaperpodcast.com. So thank you for listening wherever you're listening. Appreciate all your love and support. So thank you for that. And sit back, relax, and enjoy this brand new episode with Inimical Drive.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
What's up? We're Inimical Drive.
And you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
This is beat paper. Paper covers rock. Rock beats is the Shane covers nonstop. Never know what new kind of guests that he's got coming at you. Live and direct on the spot. Could be rock, folk, country, or hip-hop, jazz. All kind of folks that he has. Could be an artist or a comedian to make you laugh on the
Rock Paper Podcast.
Double-decker fudge round, rolling round town. Shane coming at you live and direct from ground zero. He's your hero, he's your bestie. Rock Paper Podcast with Shane Presley.
Paper Podcast.
Hey, everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Hanging out at Shamrocks in St. Peter's with the guys of Inimical Drive. Woo. Welcome back to the show, fellas.
Hello.
Hey.
This is
welcome to our home away from home.
Yeah, man.
Shamrocks.
I'm familiar.
Yeah, I'm very familiar, apparently.
This is all coming back to me, man. I feel like I was here last night.
We should have just stayed.
Yeah.
You know? Actually, you can tell those guys I officially made it. I'm just a day late.
All right. I told Kyle I'm going to spend the night, so almost did, but...
Yeah.
Just, we had a wild night last night, man. It was, the tequila was flowing, you know, and that's what happens.
Maybe that's what we should be doing, is tequila instead of Jameson. I already ordered Jameson.
I would take a tequila shot.
Tequila? Yeah. I'll change the order.
Yeah, change it.
Are you changing it on your phone?
I'm changing it, yeah.
It's what? 2020, man. Come on.
Yeah,
you can order in the same bar you're in on the phone?
You don't have to interact with humans. You can just text your order.
Why is Joel the oldest, but he's the most hip? That's crazy.
I am super hip.
I think
because
the youngest too is fucked up. I swear to God, every person I've showed the picture to, they go, "Man, that singer's fucking good looking, man." How you said the guys are old? How old is he? And I said, "Whoa, that motherfucker is 43." Dude.
So this was the thing. I feel good about that because I was really getting concerned that Dan's always been the best looking one.
Yeah, handsome.
I think just the front man thing gives away, but then Rich comes in. I'm like, ah, man. I keep bringing all these good-looking guys in the band, and that's got, you know, I'm going to lose my
It is. It's hard
status.
To concentrate when you're playing because everybody up on stage is so hot.
Yeah.
My boner keeps running into my guitar and makes me get off time.
Then Zach's here, and he's younger, so I felt like I had to grow a mustache because I was like, I'm losing status, man. I got
to
do something.
He said I have to have dominance on this dude.
Yeah.
So I had to grow a mustache.
I had to bring the mustache in, so glad. I'm glad it's getting a good response.
Yeah. For sure. I'm jealous, man. I've been trying for a long time. I can't do it. So.
It took me 42 years. It's fine.
Yeah. Hey, yes. Yeah. 42 years.
Yeah.
Look at him, dude.
Yeah.
Fucking Elder Scrolls ass. Fucking. It took me 42 years to grow this shit. Listen.
Listen.
It won't come overnight.
Listen.
I always think of. You guys ever watch that SpongeBob movie? When SpongeBob and Patrick get mustaches, but they're just like strips of seaweed that they put on the and so they're walking around. They think they're all tough with their seaweed mustaches, and then they run into this like big biker guy, and he's like, "That's not a mustache. This is a mustache." And like pops a mustache.
That's these guys. Yeah, it literally took me forever
Dan shaved this morning.
Dan woke up at 6 a.m. shaved, and then this is what he looks like.
So here's a true story. Dan is how many years younger than you, me? Are you?
Thirty-nine.
Okay. So. We went to a Halloween party together, and Dan has this, right? Full beard and mustache and the whole thing. I bought a fake mustache. I couldn't do it. I was in my late 30s when we went to that, and I literally did. That was like the seaweed mustache. I pulled a SpongeBob. I went and bought a fake mustache and put it on because it was better for the look. I should have known back then. I should have started working on it back then.
All right.
How long are you going to have a mustache?
I'm going to keep it, I think. I mean,
You're able now.
I grew up in a time where this was all anybody wore for a good amount of time. I feel like I should have it for at least a decade. Don't you think?
At least a decade.
I mean, is there any reason to get rid of it?
I mean, no, it's just really funny because I've known you for more than a decade and the smooth face. Oh, God.
The baby face.
Oh. I would straight tell people, like, yo, this dude I know in this band, I'm telling you right now, this motherfucker is like 39. He is fucking...
We had to get past this point because we were shooting a music video.
Right.
And I was like, we're going to be doing promo shots and a video. I'm going mustache. It's going on the internet. It's just going out to the world. This is the new look. This is it. This is what's staying. So
you specifically said, I was like, well, are we going to have mustaches, you know, or should I shave? He's like, well, you know, it's all about how you want people to remember you.
Yeah. And there it is.
So we got mustaches.
Yep. That's it. That was the first comment Brandon jumped on our live stream. He goes, you guys and those fucking mustaches. Because it's just me and Nick, freshly cleaned up. No other facial hair. staring at a selfie like, are they on?
Like a Saigon kick.
Anyway,
love is on the way.
This is going well.
Rich probably covers that in one of his bands.
Jesus. 90s
staple.
Anyhow.
Well, speaking of the video, we do have brand new music, brand new video. Got a lot of things happening right now for the band.
Finally.
You guys shot a video for your upcoming single, Reckoning, with a friend of the show, Juan Ibanez.
Yep.
He's awesome.
Yeah. It was.
I just want to throw that out there. He's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I gotta get close to this thing. Sorry.
You know how to work these?
Oh yeah, I don't know. Okay. I play guitar, remember?
Better.
So it's a weird time to like think that we can pull the trigger and start getting together on stuff again, you know. So everybody, I say everybody, anybody around us, immediate around us knows, or anybody that looks at our social media feed, we've been trying to do this EP and put everything out for forever. So Juan and I had a conversation 6-8 months ago when we were in the studio. We were talking about getting together and making something happen. And COVID and all the bullshit that started this year off kind of put that on hold. So when he reached back out to me, he's like, hey, so I'm operating in a space where it's just me. And if you guys are cool with it, we can come in and take all the precautions. And I'm good if you guys are good. And we could probably make something happen. So, yeah, that kind of kickstarted the idea that we can go ahead and finish putting this thing out. So it was awesome. Juan was super professional and really good dude. And to me, knowing that we're going into like one space to do a performance video, you know, I don't always get the most excited about having one location for things. So it was awesome. It blew us away. And I think
you guys want shots.
Oh, speaking of tequila. There's Jonathan.
Get one of them tequila shots.
Hi.
Let me shoot for them.
What kind Jonathan. Of nice. Joe Nathan.
It's nice.
What are you guys doing?
You want a bucket of beer?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, probably. Thank you. That's how it works.
Yeah.
That's how you change your order on the phone. You text people.
That was fucked up. I didn't even know how that happened.
Well,
that happened,
so. I think what you Venmo'd a drink last night, didn't you?
Oh, I did. Yeah. I Venmo'd a drink up here because I couldn't make it because I was too drunk to even make it here.
That's technology,
so.
Baby.
Hey, cheers, Shane. Cheers. Thank you so much for having us. Thank
you. Well, we, so new the single. Will yep. be available digitally everywhere on July
31st.
Here we go.
Yep, we're going to have pre-orders, pre-downloads are going to be available on the 24th. And we will be releasing the video before everything hits all the streaming platforms. So, yeah, it's very soon. Finally, we can actually put a date on things and pull the trigger. The full EP will be out August 21st. And we'll have more video stuff. We got a ton of content. We felt like we had this vision of how we wanted the EP to come together. And we've had every complication trying to make that happen. We released Nothing Less was technically the first single. So this is going to be a 5-song EP. Years ago, we released Nothing Less thinking that the whole song or the whole EP was going to come together just after that. And many people know the story with Matt Amelung, rest in peace. We lost a brother, and he started this project with us, and we just kind of put it on the fence. We didn't know where we were going to go with what we had started and how we were going to finish it. And you were a part of the video for From the Ground.
Yeah.
All of that was like kind of in a move of like, we don't know what exactly the next step looks like. And then, unfortunately, Matt left us shortly after that. Back to the drawing board. So then we met Jack Daniels at Sicktone Studios, finally got the EP finished, and then fucking 2020. And here we are again. It's like, you got to be shitting me. Like, so the main thing here was that we didn't want to sacrifice how we saw the EP coming out. We wanted to do it the way we wanted it, which was we wanted as much video content. We wanted singles with videos. Wanted the whole thing to come out as we saw it and not doing fucking quarantine videos or put on hold and having to do a Zoom fucking call to, you know, it's like, that's not, we'd rather just continue to wait. We've had so many issues and things, obstacles come up along the way that it's not going to do it any other way. We wanted it to come out the way that it was supposed to be. So now we feel like we were able to move forward, worked with Juan on getting the first single together, and now we can do all this. So
here we go.
That's me messaging you. I was like, hey, guess what? We can do it. We can talk about it. It's actually going to happen. So
I, you talked about working in the studio with Jack, and there was, it was a real nice video you guys put up on, the YouTube and, Facebook and stuff. The kind of like a mini doc, a little, essentially of your time in the studio and stuff. And that was really fun to watch.
It was such a fun experience.
It was such a good experience for us that I love that we have that. Our friend, shout out to CJ Cantor. Mm-hmm. He's the one that shot that. He spent 2-3 days in the studio with us drove out to Cape and made himself available to make sure that we documented it. And it was so good, especially for Nick and I, because we were there the whole time, both weekends. But we just really got to know Jack. He's such a good dude. And if bands are listening to this, a couple of our friends have now gone out to record with him. I'm telling you, you cannot go wrong working with this guy. He's got a...
Yeah, go record in his beautiful studio in the woods.
Yeah, you drive out. Yeah, you drive out to the woods. And, yeah, and you end up in this basically Airbnb-style setup with an amazing studio that he hand-built and did all the specs, all the design, all the light work, like everything to it, and created this incredible getaway that you can't find, and it's really in our backyard, right, tucked away in the woods, where you can go and have a week and just be creative. And then on top of that, he's a super sweet dude. He's very humble, and he knows his shit.
Like, he's a beautiful man.
He is a beautiful man. He's a bearded fella, but he doesn't have any trouble with growing the mustache.
I know firsthand. I went down there with our friends Outrun the Fall, and had a great time, you know, getting to know Jack a little bit.
Did you guys do your podcast down there?
We didn't do a podcast, but I just kind of sort of like your friend did with you guys. I shot some video for him and just tried to help document the whole time, and and watched the guys play a lot of Jurassic Park on the PS4, so it was fun though.
That's really what it is. Yeah. The studio. It's all right. Like, yo, listen, dude, I just had to do my part. It only takes about 5 minutes if you're good. It only takes about 5 minutes to do the song. Yo, what am I gonna do the rest of my day? Yo,
yeah.
I gotta play video games. I gotta get
drink about 50 stag beers.
Hey, when he's talking, give him the microphone.
Oh,
I mean, just
say one of the beers.
Yeah. So back to that video that like really captured. It is funny though, because it's an 8 minute, I think it's like 8 minutes and 30 seconds long. That's the cool 8 minutes and 30 seconds of being in the studio. And then there's all the laying around and sitting and waiting and listening to the 100
of talking, arguing, you know.
But that's everything. So that says a lot about that, right? I didn't want to miss that experience. I didn't want to miss... That's our favorite part, especially Nick and I. Like, in the creative process, is leaving a lot of that stuff to happen in the studio. And that process is something that a lot of people don't get to be a part of. And it's our favorite part, is actually being in there and watching things change and evolve and kind of creating on the spot. So to have that captured, and then to have the songs, and then to have videos to go with the songs, we wanted this full experience for this. So CJ coming down and doing that was clutch. And then when he sent that to us, it was like, dude, it's like a docu-series of, you know, I was like, if this was split up into episodes, I'd be looking forward to the next episode.
It'd be like the Kardashians. Very,
yeah, we're like the Kardashians, right?
With mustaches.
I immediately went and got butt implants.
Like the mustachians.
The mustachians.
That just happened. The mustachians. Under the influencers.
The fat one.
But yeah, so yeah, good. I'm glad you enjoyed that. We did release that to kind of hold people over, because that was supposed to come out after the first single as like, hey, here's a look inside of what else is going on. But with the quarantine thing, everybody runs out of content and we're all watching the same stupid shit over and over and over, and it's like, we should release something, because we had already been talking about putting the EP out, you know, and it's like, it's five songs, dude. Like, we gotta do something. We gotta get something out there, you know? Because we really didn't know at that time how long everything was gonna take until kind of went back to normal. So it was cool to put that back up.
If we didn't put that out at the time, that would have been like the fifth time that we said we were gonna put stuff out and still
have. Yeah. I really wanted to just come on here today and be like, yeah, man, it's coming. We don't have any dates, and we don't really have any singles or music yet, but you know, just believe us.
We're like, no, it's sick though. So sick.
Trust us, it's so tight.
What's it sound like? I don't know,
but it's awesome. I was there. I remember it being cool.
I can say, just from joining the band recently, when I started learning the newer songs, it's very well recorded. It's very, it's easy to go along with. And it's the best shit they've ever done. You know, I've been playing with them since I was 15 years old. You know. And,
yeah, I don't feel old at all. When Zach tells me that he was playing big shows with us when he was 15, I was like, oh, that's cool, because I was like 39. So, yeah, it's cool. We, you know, it's fine.
It felt good, man.
It's fine.
Like, when Joel sent me the songs, I was like, I've known them forever, and they've been my friends, and just people I really hold close, you know. And when he showed me that, I was like, wait a minute. Okay, yeah, no, I'm down. Like, no, this is good. Like, this is...
Finally, we did something good.
You know, this
Zach,
is sick.
Finally,
you
know, I've been trying to impress Zach since he was 15 years old. Finally.
When Joel hit me up, man, it was before Corona even. Joel hit me up and said, hey, man, you know, we need a drummer. We got these new songs, you know, whatever. And I was like, great. You know, I would love to do that. I would love to play. I think these songs are great. You know, whatever.
Like, I would love to do that. If you guys could just write better songs, then
if you guys could just like tour like 9 months more often, I think it would make sense. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So at the time, you know, I was like, well, you know, this is great, and I would love to do this, but
you guys,
I'm on tour. 10 years, you know, I yeah. went for a yeah. band, you know.
That's when we started on this record. I think so. It's what it feels like, man. It's weird. So it is cool. It's nice. So recording the video with Juan was awesome. He's a great dude, and definitely knocked it out of the park. I think everybody's gonna dig it.
Yeah. I mean, everything he does is just killer. Like, he's very talented at what he does, and I just saw some of the stills from it, and they look real cool. So I'm excited to see the rest of it. So
yeah. So depending on when this airs, that video will drop and premiere somewhere this next week or two. So whenever this drops, but again, so the first single is Reckoning, and then the title of the EP is Enemy. Reckoning will be available for pre-download, so we need everyone to pre-download the song. Everybody. It's not like we haven't talked about it. Everybody's known for 12 years this
you guys,
is happening.
We've already told
years.
You.
It's been 12 years in the making.
You guys should be ready.
Zach
by
was
now.
10.
Yeah. If Zach was 10, it's before we even knew him.
Yeah, we had this ready to go.
So yeah, but on the 24th, that will be available for pre-download. And then we're gonna do some special stuff too for the first rounds of people to be interactive and downloading and stuff. We just got a new order of merch going. Our boy Danny with Gutter Merch and Gutter Management working up some new merch stuff. So we're going to put together some cool pre-order combos and stuff to make some interactive stuff.
Nice.
But we are working on some ways to try and do some shows. But, you know, St. Charles is a hot spot for the COVIDs. So we're being cautious, waiting to figure out what we can do, but we're going to try and have some kind of a release, whether it be, I don't know. We haven't gotten all the details yet, but we have a lineup, Outrun the Fall. Those guys a lot of really good friends of ours have new music right now, and it's a really good time if we can find a way to get some bands to come together and figure out a way to put music out in the form of a live show some way. But so we'll keep everybody posted with that. I'd love to be able to say that we have a definitive release show happening or something, but we kind of just have to kind of play that out because obviously safety first. But
yeah,
it's all about coming together, man. Yeah. You know, right now everyone's fucked. If we could all come together and do split releases or like that is the key to making this okay.
Right. Well, every time anything falls apart, together, right, you got to figure out how to pick those pieces up and make it work and make something that makes sense for people. So hopefully we can make a release show happen because ultimately that's really why we do this. We had a rehearsal today. It was kind of reignites the, oh man, this is why we do this because we can stretch our legs and run around and get sweaty and headbang.
We probably played louder today than anybody. We have the new world record of loudness for like the last couple months at least.
New world record of loudness.
Hey, yep. It happened.
Yeah. So,
well, I guess, I mean, I'm sure that even that just even if there's not an audience, just feels good to get in the same room with your buddies and jam like that. And
yeah, because all the other stuff, you know, we want to do the videos and we want to release the stuff online, you know, but that only connects you with people so much. And the live show has always been our thing. I did a couple press interviews this past week, and it's always, you know, where do you see yourself with this record, or what about, you know, some of the like basic questions. But really, it all comes back to our live show. It always has. It's sure. Like, we do this because we started going to shows and looking at people like, dude, how do we do that? You know, it was about songs, but for us, we wanted to play live shows and be a part of that atmosphere. So for everybody's left with a hole, there's a big void while live shows aren't happening. So, you know, it's cool to have the videos and the releases, and we're super blessed. We've got an awesome team of people. I'll kind of go through some of those names, but it's getting a lot of attention when... I don't know. It feels good. We got when the single drops, you'll see a lot for what we have for these five songs. We have a lot of stuff and a lot of content and a lot happening. So to know that that's finally kicking off is awesome. But it's really the team that we've assembled to do so. And it's really people that we've been with since before Signal the Sirens: Bob Bradley, Brad Oliver, Pete Coniglio. All these guys that we've mentioned their names before, but they're kind of behind the scenes guys that it's the whole reason we're still doing anything, and especially for this release. Every one of those guys has a heavy hand in this. Pete Sherrell, those are names that just those dudes. I hope they, yeah, Alan Hessler. Yeah, they deserve recognition. Like, we are definitely not just this band of five dudes. We got a lot of people that have been there for us along the way, and yeah, just finally feels good to get some of this stuff out. Some of these songs have been written literally. Nick and I went to Nashville and wrote Enemy, the title track off the EP, almost 8 fucking years ago.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But with those guys, Brad Oliver Music, Pete Coniglio, and then, like I said, Bob. Right. Bob wanted those singles. And just time-wise, it didn't end up coming together. But that's a long time. That's a long time to have projects and things that are getting shuffled around and different forms of this and that and to be put on hold. So...
I think we didn't we even do an acoustic version of Enemy on here?
How many years ago was that?
I'm pulling that up. I forget. It has been a while.
That was at the jam space in Fairview.
Holy shit.
Yep. We did an acoustic. We did an acoustic performance. So it's a little bit different from that. The single will sound a little bit different from that. We kind of took a blend. We had we originally wrote that song Electric, and then did an acoustic version of it, and people loved both versions, so we started doing that acoustic and playing that song, because it was really supposed to be the follow-up from Signal the Sirens for us.
That was November 2015.
2015? Isn't that wild?
Well, I wrote that song in the old house in Banyan over there. So that was... It's been a long time. It's been like probably 2010 is when I first wrote that.
It's crazy that, you know, coming to life finally, though. Like,
yeah, feels good.
It was weird playing it today.
It was
like surreal.
Yep. It was like first full rehearsal playing through some of those songs where...
Yeah, probably like 10 years ago, maybe 11.
Yeah. A bunch of old guys, Shane, you know what I mean? You know, what do you expect?
Yeah, it takes 10 years to put the shit out. You know? Today.
Happens to the best of us. Well, again, you can find Inimical Drive on your Facebook and Instagram and the YouTube channel for more video content. Be sure to check out that in the studio. That was really a lot of fun to follow along with that. And like I said, the EP on the 21st of August. And so that'll be on all your digital platforms and everything, wherever you're getting your music at.
Yeah, 821 Enemy finally comes out in its entirety. And it's getting... a lot of really good response, and we're just super humbled by all of it and overwhelmed at the idea that this is actually finally coming together for us. And like I said, with the videos and the people that we're working with on that too, Jordan Phoenix and Juan Ibanez, and just all, it's like a collection of all these people that we've worked with for forever and people that we've been wanting to work with and that are doing great stuff now. So
yeah,
it feels good. We hope everybody takes away from it, you know, what we've got into it. So,
well, you
and hey, Shane, thank you so much for having us on here. I just want to say that I've been playing with these guys since I was 15 years old, man. You know, it's been a really long time, and
he's 20 now.
Yeah, yeah, I'm finally 20.
It's been like 3. It's been like 3 years.
Finally 20. I can't say enough about how the songs are great and the EP and
Very Much Love USA.
Yeah, Very Much Love USA. So, hey man, Very Much Love USA and Uncle Drive USA, Sage.
It's okay.
Hang on. Yeah, it's okay.
It's okay.
Hang on. Yeah, I want to say I just I love these guys and I've known them since I was a kid and you know, putting out this new EP.
Let's do it.
The world, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, well, thank you for being here, guys. Yeah, I think
that's why I didn't do that anyway. I'm sorry, dude.
It's okay. We'll cut all that out.
Yeah, it's totally fine.
That shit sounds hard. You should probably use it.
It's a
funny.
Hey, which one of you guys is going to try it? It's the hottest hot sauce.
Guys like Jonathan, too.
Literally none of us.
Dan's gonna try.
Do you eat the highest wing?
Yes,
Dan.
Dude, I do.
No, you're not.
I promise. We have the hottest hot wing sauce in the world. It's in the world. Who's semen
in St. Peter?
Who's semen in
St. Peter? Hottest in St. Peter.
Shane, we love you. Thank you so much.
I don't want to put it on my finger. Like, what are we gonna?
What do you mean?
It'll kill whatever is on your finger.
A toothpick? Just put your.
Yeah, no, I want Rich's toothpick.
Here we go.
Use the side that I use.
I'm trying to like party with Dan so hard because when I was a kid, he was partying. So like now when I hit him, he's like,
nope.
He's looking at me so weird, and I'm like, dude.
That's so hot.
Who's next?
No,
I am not. Yeah, I can't do that shit.
Oh my god, that's so hot.
Podcast.
Shane,
over.
What were you saying? Sorry.
What's it look like?
Shane,
like somebody hulk
no
balloon.
No way, dude. It looks like it.
It's all the way back here now.
Dude, you eat that whole thing.
Dude, it's all the way back here now.
Just put your pinky in there. How much
no,
did you
don't
take?
Put it on your finger.
How much did you take?
A dab of a toothpick.
It's burning you that bad?
Yeah, it's pretty. It's pretty
I ate two wings with it on there. You'll be fine.
Fuck that. You ate two wings with all that shit?
Shane, what were you saying?
Yeah. I don't know.
For Shane.
Yeah, for Shane. Okay, well, if we have to end
so,
this.
So, yeah. YouTube. The YouTube. A lot of video content coming with this. So we've got, basically, because we did From the Ground and Nothing Less, we're going to have 4 videos off of a 5-song EP. So
I mean, I think that's the way to go, though.
It is the way to go. Yeah. Like I don't want it any other way. Like we have a visualization behind everything that we do. We want to make sure that, like, if Nick and I are the only ones that go back.
Look, we just want to fit in.
We're just trying to fit in. Okay?
I mean, you got the mustaches, so.
Yeah, I'm trying real hard in case you haven't noticed.
I just want to fit in with you.
No, but
you.
If.
I want to fit in you.
If that means.
I want to fit in you, Joel. Let me fit in you, bro.
Jesus. If. 10 years from now, it's Nick and I doing this, watching our videos. Like, hey, see, I knew we did this for a reason.
We're fitting in 10 years. Lots of fit-ins.
From now till then. Well, this is what I expected.
So, I mean, it's your love story that everybody talks about. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's about fitting in and
mustache,
right? Music and mustache, dude. Bringing on new people.
This is why you should always drink before a podcast.
Oh,
right,
sure.
Here. This is.
Hey, look at it this way, Shane.
Always.
I didn't. Sorry, we had to take a selfie. I know you guys couldn't see that.
Selfie time.
Hey, there's another guy in the band. His name is Dan.
Well, Shane was on.
I had to go get a drink.
But look at this. Oh, you didn't just text? Okay, Dan just took the microphone and placed it on the table. So Shane was on the podcast that I did with Gabe.
Yeah.
I didn't make any sense at all. I don't think I made one coherent sentence that podcast.
Not in 4 hours.
So like, we did pretty good today, I think. I mean, this went off the rails, but I feel like it was way better than what happened with Gabe. Gabe was like, I don't know. And he records for like 4 hours.
Yeah, I think there was I think there must have been a gas leak on that podcast or something.
This is my opportunity to call out Gabe. I'm old, and there's a fine line when being stuck at home of between coffee and then alcohol.
And between alcohol.
It's like when does it switch and when's it acceptable? Well, unacceptable at this point.
Coffee comes on later again too.
Yeah.
Is it late or is it just morning?
Yeah. And then do you put whiskey in the coffee? Because then you're going all day. So when Gabe says let's do this podcast, no problem. Awesome. We're gonna start at 9:00. I'm like 9:00 in the morning. Perfect. 9 p.m. Oh, 9 p.m. Okay, yeah, well, me and Jack, being old and crotchety, we're a six-pack in already by that point. And then he wants to go not just 9 to like, 9 to 10, we might have been all right. No, Gabe, we went for 4 hours. What do you expect? I'm glad you had to edit out probably 2 hours of that.
How many people do you think listened to it?
Not sure, but I guarantee nobody took anything sensible away from it. Not from me and Jack, anyway. The rest of the group was trying to keep it together. We didn't, so.
I bet you Wiley.
It's really, I'm calling out Jack on this.
I bet you Wiley listened to it.
Wiley's listened to it 50 times at least.
I bet you he's going to listen to this.
He took notes.
Wiley, I bet you're going to listen to this.
Wiley's listening to this right now. If this was live, you'd be getting a text from Wiley right now.
I think you had to send him some text disclaimers that we. Of some of the things that were...
I started texting Wiley in the middle of that, and I was like, we are ripping you apart on Gabe's podcast right now. He's like, I don't doubt it. I wouldn't figure anything less. Next time, let me be on. I was like, no. It's better if we can just talk shit on you when you're not there. It's better. And then you have to... And then you're stuck with it. You can't defend yourself. It's on the internet forever.
Gives you something to look forward to.
Yeah. So, anyhow...
Yeah. That was a fun one, though.
It was fun. It was a good time. Yeah. But,
and speaking of Jack, we got new Brick Royal music on the way. I saw they're in the studio, so all my friends.
We have a lot of friends making a lot of music right now, and it's really awesome because I feel like when things start to go back to normal, it's going to be a great time to be playing shows together and stuff, you know. We love those guys. We've been around long enough to have a part in a scene with that. Like, we've seen all these bands start and come up, and you know, we're like one of the oldest to still be around under the same name. I mean, really. So it's awesome to watch a lot of these bands still putting out records and working on new music. And when it does go back to normal, it'll be a really good time to play shows
for sure.
I mean, yeah
dude, I can honestly say, like, touring for a living, everyone listening to this, if you're from St. Louis, you should know how lucky you are. Yeah, I've been around the world, man, and no one cares like they do here. I'm telling you right now, man.
I'm going to give a special shout out to Rich Donald and John Berube, too. Everybody that's a part of this camp, baby. Dude. These guys, man, having venues all the venues out here and all of their staff and everything, but there's certain people that have just have a heavy hand in allowing us to do things and work shit out over the years and on our schedule. You know, it's like, hey, I'm going to say this. I'm going to make a post about it today, so watch for it. Our friends are clutch as fuck. When we need something, we're the best. We have the best people surrounding us.
The St. Louis scene.
Literally, we do. And it's everybody that plays this scene has to be thankful for that, and just some clutch people, man. I'm sending stuff. Rob Wyatt, I literally texted him that. I was like, you're a clutch motherfucker, dude. He helped me out a couple things earlier this week, and you just send messages on a random, and it's people just jump to do it, and that's that community of that he talks about, that a lot of people talk about. They're like, dude, you guys do some cool shit. I'm like, it ain't us. It's the people that surround us that make that happen. You know, you, all of this kind of stuff. It doesn't happen in a lot of places like it does here. It really doesn't.
It does not exist. It does not exist in a lot of places.
Yeah.
And a lot of bands I've worked for, I will say the local bands opening up are not great.
Well,
and you know,
to have a place to grow into your own. Like, we cut our teeth at Pops, dude.
We're
to
lucky.
Have that, like, that's a premium
that is
venue. To be able to cut your teeth and actually work out live shows and just have the long history that we've had there. So, big shout out to those guys, John and Rich. Special thanks,
shout out, man,
to them recently.
Yeah.
But anyways,
yeah.
Unreal, man, unreal. And we got the practice today, and it was great. And that support is not everywhere around the world. So we are very lucky.
We really do. When I say party with Inimical Drive, the people that party with Inimical Drive are the best. We really do have that. We're not that good. We're not really good at anything.
We're
really bad at a lot of things, but we're good at a few things. Everybody else is way better and makes us look way better than we are.
We're good at convincing people that we're good at partying.
I mean, I'm good at partying. You have to, like... He has to wear a brace. We had to get him a brace.
Yeah, brace.
Shit. Yeah. Look, I still want to party, but
it's hard.
I'm gonna party again.
Yeah,
I'm gonna party. Shane parties.
Yeah, just Shane start.
I like to party.
Shane parties harder than you.
Hey,
he does
Rich? Joel parties harder than you.
I party harder than everyone here. Just saying. Maybe not Shane. I don't know. Now I'm questioning. Maybe Shane parties harder than I do. I got to work harder.
Yep.
I need to start partying.
I got to do some push-ups tonight. Go home. Push-ups and tequila shots.
Right. There it is. It's a new workout program.
Boy.
Nick looks like he's about to, like, host an aerobics class or something. You know, he's like got
aerobics.
Yeah, or something. He's got the sweatband going. He's got
sweatband. Comfortable.
Yeah.
Comfortable. You know, 50% of feeling good is looking good.
Yeah, I read that.
Listen, if that's the case, we're the best looking band on earth. All right.
Yeah. Well. I think that's enough, guys. I think
also, this was recorded on Sunday. Happy birthday, Brandon Barbier. It was your birthday yesterday when we recorded this.
I think we said it all.
Timestamp that.
Yep.
Just throwing a happy birthday out.
Big shout out to Brandon.
Thank you, Shane. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, we love you, brother.
Love you guys.
This is the first podcast of talking about this shit. Feels good to finally come back together and say we're finally doing it. So,
yeah.
Just everybody... Watch for it. The pre-download, save it, download it. The first single coming on the 24th for pre-download and on the 31st, streaming everywhere. So,
and big thanks to Kyle and Shamrocks up here in St. Peter's.
Kyle,
be sure to come get yourself some 80 tequila shots and
80. Yeah, just come by. Maybe get 80 tequila shots.
Maybe they sell it in 80s, right?
Yeah,
they sell it in 80 packs.
Can I get that bucket of 80 tequila shots?
80 packs.
Oh my god!
What a deal!
I'm so impressed by the
steal of the
what a serious, steal man. That is. 80 shots.
Oh boy!
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Love you, man. Thank
love
you.
You.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.